Okay, 833, please.
Request of Lightning to address council regarding our professional apartment management companies, the solution for decreasing chronic homelessness.
Good morning. Good morning.
If I go over by a half a minute, I hope you'll allow me, but I'll ask up front. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. One of the things I'd like to see City Council possibly do is create a committee comprised of professional apartment management company experts. I'd like to have some strategies created by the professionals in the housing industry on allowing people into properties, on basically how to take care of the most vulnerable people of this city, the chronic homeless, and help them into housing. Again, I'd like to understand from the property management companies, do you need more incentives to possibly motivate you to do that? I understand there's going to be many additional services that are required. And again, certain subsidies or incentives from the city, I think, would be advantageous. Again, I just want a committee by the experts put together and to look outside on the sidewalks and in the doorways and say, what can we do to provide strategies or ideas? Because we are the experts. We've been in the business many years. We've dealt with many different tenants. And I'd like to hear their strategies to have a clear understanding what they possibly can do. Issue number two, Commissioner Dan Saltzman, I think it's time in your legacy, this will be your legacy in my opinion, to create a general obligation bond that is going to be used for affordable housing throughout this city. I am asking, in my opinion, I think we should look at anywhere from $50 million to $100 million. As you know, and the mayor knows this, Mayor Ed Lee is somewhere around a $300 million bond right now pertaining to housing. I think now is the time, we've heard a lot of speakers, to look at that. And you definitely have the ability to do this and the knowledge to do this, and at least maybe do a have a study by maybe DHM on this to see what the public thinks on this issue. The individual talking about the Wapato Jail, I'm absolutely in agreement with you on that. I proposed this many, many times. Again, we're not asking to have this set up as an institution. We're asking to have this set up as a Wapato care center for the homeless, similar to a shelter. There's no reason why we are in a state of emergency. Even if the governor has to authorize this, this cannot be done. So I question the statements that Commissioner Fritz has stated on this at this time. This has been a large blunder to Multnomah County throughout the city. It was paid $60 million to build this. It's a 160,000-square-foot building. 18 acres. They can house approximately 300 to 500 people in there currently in the building. We need to have Portland Business Alliance, who I commend you on running your ads to benefit the homeless. I want you to look at Wapato Jail, which will be a Wapato care center. Get involved and get community support from the business owners, and let's get this opened up and let's get the homeless in there. Again, I'm asking the Portland Business Alliance to step in, to focus on Wapato, because this will be one of the best things that will ever happen to the city of Portland, to Multnomah County, and they will never sell that property for the value they want, because it's a single-use type property, and nobody's going to pay that kind of money for this property. So, and just real fast, we can expand on this facility, too. We can build buildings alongside this facility on the industrial land, possibly large manufactured buildings that can be used as temporary shelters, and also bring in the manufacturers to work with people, provide employment, provide ways that they can also utilize the space to build their products, to lift the homeless up, and provide housing and shelter. It's a transitioning center to get people into permanent housing with the developers, and this bond will benefit at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, let's move.